弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们还是低头再有一点祷告。
Let's all have another word of prayer.
父，我们何等感恩。
Lord, how grateful we are.
感谢你是昨日、今日直到永远不改变的神。
Oh, we thank you that yesterday, today, and forever, you are all the same.
你当初在怎样在加利利海边与罪人为友？你如今也同样在我们中间与我们为友。
How you became friends with the sinners at the by the Sea of Galilee, you are here to be the friends with us in the same way.
你当初怎样拯救罪人？如今早间你也在我们中间拯救我们这些世上的羊。
How you saved the sinners, you are saving and seeking the lost sheep among us.
把台上那个传的和翻译的和我们这些在下面听的都一同交在你恩惠的道中。
We submit the preacher, the translator, and all the people who are listening to the message onto your hands.
愿你开我们的眼睛，恩待我们众人，这样祷告，靠主耶稣基督的名。
May you open our eyes and bless all of us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天可能读的经文稍微有点多，我们最盼望我们已经信主的还是我们有自己的圣经，因为人的度量的缘故呢，可能交通的时候有点跳跃，这个弟兄这个当然他放着经文在这里可能上下跳动，如果有自己的经文可以在这里我们自己前后翻，好吧。
Please bear with me, we have a lot of scriptures to read today. I encourage everyone who has been saved can have your own Bible so that when we are reading the Bible, there is some gaps between verses that you don't need to, then you will be okay with the scriptures. So let's read together.
好，我用中文读，姊妹，如果你读英文的话，你就自己用英文读，我们一起读，好吧？我就带着大家一起读中文。我们一同，其实主要在路加福音第五章，我们翻到路加福音第五章。
Book of Luke, chapter 5. I will read in Chinese, and if you know English, you can read English with me. Just read together.
我们先从第一节一直读到十一节。
Let's read chapter 5, verse 1 through 11.
大家如果都翻到了，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
路加福音第五章第一节，耶稣站在格尼撒勒湖边，众人拥挤他，要听神的道。他见有两只船汪在湖边，打鱼的人却离开船取网去了。有一只船是西门的，耶稣就上去，请他把船撑开，稍微离岸就坐下，在船上教训众人。讲完了，对西门说，把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。西门说，夫子，我们整夜劳力并没有打着什么，但依从你的话我就下网。他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼，网险些裂开，便招呼那只船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两只船，甚至船要沉下去，西门彼得看见，就伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”他和一切同在的人都惊讶这一网所打的鱼。他的伙伴西比泰的儿子雅各、约翰也是这样。耶稣对西门说：“不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。”他们把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有跟从了耶稣。然后呢，我们一直从十七节一直读到末了。
Let's read from verse 17 to the end.
十七节，有一天，耶稣教训人，有法利赛人和教法师在旁边坐着，他们是从加利利各乡村和犹太并耶路撒冷来的。主的能力与耶稣同在，使他们医治病人。有人用褥子抬着一个摊子，要抬进去放在耶稣面前， 却因人多寻不出法子抬进去，就上了房顶，从瓦间把他连褥子追到当中，正在耶稣面前。耶稣见他们的信心，就对汤子说：“你的罪赦了。”文士和法利赛人就议论说：“这七万的话是谁？除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？”耶稣知道他们所议论的，就说：“你们心里议论的是什么呢？或说你的罪赦了，或说你起来行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。”就对汤子说：“我吩咐你起来，拿起你的褥子回家去吧。”那人当众人面前立刻起来，拿着他所躺卧的褥子回家去，归荣耀于神。众人都惊奇，也归荣耀于神，并且满心惧怕，说：“我们今日看见非常的事。”这事以后，耶稣出去，看见一个税吏名叫利未，坐在税关上，就对他说：“你跟从我来。”他就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。利未在自己家里为耶稣大摆筵席，有许多税吏和别人与他们一同坐席。法利赛人和文士就向耶稣的门徒发怨言说：“你们为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃喝呢？”耶稣对他们说：“无病的人不用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。”他们说：“约翰的门徒屡次进食祈祷，法利赛人的门徒也是这样，唯独你的门徒又吃又喝。”耶稣对他们说：“新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，岂能叫陪伴之人进食呢？但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食。”耶稣又设一个比喻对他们说：“没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上，若是这样，就把新的撕破了，并且所撕下来的那块新的和旧的也不相称，也没有人把新酒装在旧皮囊里。若是这样，新酒必将皮带裂开，酒便漏出来，皮带也就坏了。但新酒必须装在新皮带里，没有人喝了陈酒又想喝新的，他总说陈的好。”感谢。其实我很阿们刚才弟兄所说的。
Thanks, Lord. I'm in what our brothers just shared.
神有多爱我们，我们其实不完全明白。
We don't really know how God loves us.
只有当那一天我们跟他面对面的时候，我们才能完全晓得。
Until that day, we can see him face to face. We will know. We'll truly know.
他是热意施恩的神。
Even though he is a very loving and willing to give grace to us.
他也不偏待人，他
there's no partiality with him.
他愿意给每一个人的恩典是一样的。
The grace that he is willing to give each one of us is the same.
但是我们晓得每一个人在神面前所领受的恩典是不一样。
But we know that the grace we receive from God is different.
或者说所接受的恩典是不一样。
The grace that we have received from him is different.
一个人在神面前所蒙的恩有多少，是跟他对神的认识，跟神在我们中间的作为的认识是直接相关的。
The amount of grace one can receive from God directly depends on how much he knows about God and his work.
所以我自己有一个盼望，早间和弟兄姊妹一同再来看神的儿子和他所说的所做的。
I wish I can take a look at his son and his what he has said and did with brothers and sisters.
盼望你跟我都能够从他那里能认识更多而且更深。
Hoping that we can, you and me, we can all know him more and more deeply.
从我们刚才所读的这基本上是一章的经文，我们可以看见这是在讲 这个主呼召门徒的事情。
The whole almost whole chapter we just read talks about the calling of Lord to his disciples.
有的时候我们可能不是这么感觉，但是这件事情实在对我们基督徒来说实在是太重要。
Sometimes we may not feel that way, but this is a very important thing for us Christians.
为什么这么说呢？
Why is that?
首先，做门徒是对我们每一个人说的。
First of all, being a disciple matters for each one of us.
因为主在这里呼召的时候，不是呼召使徒，是呼召门徒。
Because what Lord is calling is disciples, not apostles.
因为这章经文里头提到的彼得跟利未马太呢，他都是使徒，所以我们可能会比较容易混淆，以为说主在这里呼召使徒。
Because Peter and the Levi Matthew, who were mentioned in this chapter, they're all apostles. So we may have this misunderstanding that he is calling apostles.
如果你继续接着往下读的话，在门徒中间挑选十二个使徒是下一章才提到的。
If you continue reading, the selection of the 12 apostles among the disciples is mentioned in the next chapter.
使徒是照哥林多前书所说的是一个是属灵的恩赐跟一个功用，是基督身体的一个功用。
So according to the First Corinthians, apostle ministry is a spiritual gift and a function to the body of Christ.
在我们中间不是每一个弟兄都是做使徒的。
Not every brother among us is an apostle.
但是每一个弟兄都是做门徒。
But every brother should be a disciple.
至少应该做门徒。
At least should be a disciple.
但有人说我不要做门徒，我只要做信徒就好了。
Someone may say, I don't need to be a disciple. I can just be a believer.
但是这件事情里，圣经其实没有这回事。
But there is nothing like that in the Bible.
严格的说，信徒是不能做的。
Strictly speaking, you cannot try to be a believer.
因为你是就是，不是就不是。
You either are or not a believer.
你信了，你就是信徒。
When you are saved, then you are a believer.
你不信就不是信徒。
If you believe, then you are a believer. If you don't believe, then you are not.
回过来，这基督徒呢，就应该是基督的门徒。
So, in other words, Christian means disciples of the Christ.
四本福音书没有一处提到信徒这一个。
There's no mention of believers in any one of the four gospels.
在马太福音最后一章，主的吩咐乃是说：“你去使万民做他的门徒。”
So Lord's commandment at the end of Matthew, Lord said, "Go there, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations."
所以我们不仅仅我们要好好做门徒。
So we not only need to be a good disciple.
而且我们传福音也是让人做门徒。
And we should preach the gospel to make people his disciples.
如果我们不愿意做门徒，
If we are not willing to be a disciple,
主的心是难过的。
He will be very sad.
不是因为聚会的事情没有人做，他难过。
Not because no one will be doing the things for the church, for the gatherings.
因为他的心意在我们身上不能通行，他可以兴起另外的弟兄姊妹来通行。
Because his will doesn't work with us, and he can raise up other brothers and sisters that his will can be work among them.
但即便是这样，他心里仍然是难过。
Even so, he will be still very sad.
因为他的儿子的这个工，他儿子的生命和他的工作没有办法成全在我们。
Because the life and the work of the Son of God, His Son cannot be work among us.
所以我们中间所有负责弟兄。
So all the responsible brothers among us.
不管是你是负责你的家也好。
Whether you are in charge at your home.
还是在主日学里头负属灵的责任。
Or in the Sunday school.
还是在整个聚会里做属灵的责任。
Or be spiritually responsible in our church.
我们应当进到主的感觉里头。
We should enter into the sense of our Lord.
为每一个儿女，神的儿女，他们起来做门徒这件事情来祷告。
And pray for every brother and sister in our midst to rise up and be his disciple.
而且主呼召做门徒这件事情不是一次的。
And the Lord calls us to be disciples not only once,
是多次,
but many times.
虽然呼召是多次的, 但是做门徒其实是每天的。
Even though the calling is many times, but being his disciple is our daily thing.
你看彼得的一生你就晓得。
According to Peter's life experience,
特别是约翰福音,你从约翰福音第一章一直读到约翰福音第二十一章。
Especially the book of John, from the first chapter to the last chapter.
第一章主就在呼召彼得做门徒。
In the first chapter, Lord has already been calling him to be his disciple.
到了二十一章，还在呼召彼得说，你跟从我吧。
Until the 21st chapter, he is still calling him, follow me.
主是不断地呼召我们做门徒。
Lord has been constantly calling us to be his disciples.
因为我们这个人是走走停停的。
We are those people who always stop and go.
而且需要不断的更正。
And who need constant corrections.
今天我们读的这一章经文是路加福音第一次提到门徒的事情。
The scriptures that we have read today is the first mention of being disciples in the book of Luke.
所以今天早晨 这张经文是做门徒最最根基最最最根基的事情问题。
So this chapter talks about the most fundamental things about being disciples.
越是根基的事情我们越要反复的默想反复的揣摩。
So if it is about the fundamentals, the more we have to meditate and ponder over and over again.
我们常常要回到这个根基的事情上用以基督为线头，以准绳，来看看我们在这件事情上有没有偏出去。
So we should often go back to the fundamentals, use Christ as the plummet and the measuring line, and check to see if there is any deviation.
反复的查验，因为根基若是出了问题，那难处是非常大的。
Check over and over again to see, because the more problems we have on the fundamentals, the more difficulties we may have.
根基若毁坏了，我们义人还能做什么？
If the foundation has been destroyed, what can the righteous do?
如果根基是错的，所有的建造，所有的奔跑都是徒然。
And if the foundation is wrong, then all the building will be like running in vain or labor in vain.
所以这些根基的事情不仅要反复的揣摩而且要不断的操练
So for all these fundamentals we not only need to ponder over and over again we also need to practice constantly
我们看信主的时候我们定义说我们要好好跟从主
So we are determined to follow our Lord when we were first believed
等到我们信了二十年三十年我们更要好好的来做门徒。
When we have believed for 20 or 30 years, we should try to be a good disciple even more.
而且要尽力尽到完全的地步。
And we should strive to be completed.
如果主允许我们认识他的心意越深，那我们跟从主呢，就应该是更确定，而且更绝对。
If the Lord allow us to let our understanding of the Lord to go deeper, our following the Lord will be more certain and absolute.
所以在这个法利赛人和文士向耶稣的门徒抱怨说，你们为什么和税吏和罪人一同吃喝呢？
So when the scribes and the Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, Why do we eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?
主耶稣回答他们说，无病的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。我来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
Jesus answered and said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
主耶稣用他自己的话是最精炼的，最完全的。
So his word is most the simplest and the most complete.
他指出我们在做门徒最基本的两个问题。
He pointed out the two most fundamental issues in our discipleship.
从消极的一面呢是悔改。
So on the negative side, it is repentance.
从积极的一面呢，乃是主的呼召。
On the positive side, it is Lord's calling.
虽然这个悔改是消极的一面，但是呢，对我们做门徒的人是最非常关键的一件事情。
Although repentance is a negative side, it is a very important thing for us being disciples.
我们晓得，如果没有悔改的心，赦罪的恩是不会临到我们。
We know that without a heart of repentance, the grace of forgiveness of sins cannot come to us.
一个人从来没有悔改过，他的信是不真实。
One's faith is not real without repentance.
一个人如果不悔改，他当然是不能做门徒的。
So it is impossible for a person to be a disciple without repentance.
这悔改有两面，一个是悔，一个是改。
So repentance has two aspects.One is regret, and the other one is reformation.
悔是对我们这个旧人所占的这个地位，跟我们这个我们所走的路的一个否定。
So regret is a denial to our old man, admitting that we are standing in the wrong position, and the way we're walking on is wrong.
换句话说，就是我们对我们的旧人的否定。
On the other words, we are denying our old man.
因着这个承认，里面的承认，我们有一个回转。
So because of this acknowledgement, we have this turning point within us.
有一个改变。
A change.
是一个方向的改变。
A change of direction.
和所站的位置的改变。
And the change of the standing position.
所以真实的悔改乃是从里面开始。
So true repentance starts from inside.
当然真实的悔改一定会带出这个外面的行为的改变。
So of course the genuine repentance must involve a change in the outward behavior.
但是有外面行为的改变不见得是真实的悔改。
However, outward change of behavior doesn't not necessarily mean a true repentance.
因为悔改的关键呢是里面的懊悔，跟里面的承认，跟回转。
So the key to repentance is an inward regret, an inward turning.
如果一个人他没有看见他自己有病，他是不会去找医生的。
If a person does not see his illness, he will not go to see the doctor.
当然他可以装着去看医生。
He can be a fake patient to see the doctor.
若一个人没有看见他自己的罪，他是不会寻找救主的。
And if a person does not see his own sins, he will not go seek his savior.
所以对法利赛人跟文士来讲，他们到主耶稣那里听道呢，就是听一些道理。
So for those Pharisees and the scribes, they came to the Lord just to listen to some principles.
对那个瘫子来讲。
But for that man who is paralyzed.
他到主那里去很清楚，他要他的瘫痪要得医治。
It is very clear for him that he came to the Lord because his paralysis needs to be healed.
他自己去不了，得要别人抬着去。
He cannot go by himself. He has to ask somebody to carry him there.
那里听到的人太多了，他进不去，他要把房顶拆了，从上面坠下去。
There were so many people there. They could not get in through the door, so they went up to the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the mist before Jesus.
因为他要得医治。
Because he wants to be healed.
但是你。看彼得跟税吏利未马太来说
But when you look at Peter and Levi, also known as Matthew,
主耶稣是他的主，是他的救主。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus is their Lord, is their Savior.
是他的拯救。
Their salvation.
因为他晓得他们自己是罪人。
Because they know they are sinners.
所以既然这个是里面的看见跟里面的回转，那悔改就需要光。
Since it is inner seeing and inner turning, repentance requires light.
需要启示。
Requires revelation.
因为生命在它里面，这生命就是人的光。
because the life is in him. This life is the light of men.
只有圣灵在人心中做光照的工作，做启示的工作，做感动的工作，人才愿意接受这光。
Only when the Holy Spirit is doing the work of enlightenment, revelation, and inspiration in people's heart, then people are willing to accept this light.
才有可能悔改。
And that will be a, then there is possibility for him to repent.
所以我们不能告诉别人你有什么罪。
So we are not able to tell others what kind of sins you have.
所以我们的主在我们里面告诉我们。
Only our Lord in within us, He can tell us.
每一个属亚当的人都是自以为是的。
Every man of Adam is self-righteous.
对我们来讲，最多承认我们有点毛病就是。
So for us, the most that we can admit is that we are a little flawed.
而且还是跟神比。
And also, we are still comparing ourselves to our Lord.
如果跟邻舍、跟我们旁边的人相比，我们义得很。
But if we compare ourselves to our neighbors, we feel very righteous.
不要说承认我们是罪人，哪怕是承认我们有罪，有的时候都不是一件容易的事情。
So sometimes it is not easy to even admit that we are sinful, let alone to admit that we are sinners.
所以如果不是圣灵的光照，我们觉得我们挺好的。
So if we're not for the enlightenment, of the Holy Spirit, we would always feel pretty good.
我们最多是有罪的义人而已。
We at best would be sinful righteous people.
有点毛病的好人。
Or good people with some problems.
但是圣灵来了，要让人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
But the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
为罪乃是因着我们不信。
For the sin means that we do not believe.
我们可以看见彼得在这里就是这样。
Isn't that the case here with Peter?
主耶稣在讲道的时候，他并不觉得自己是个罪人。
When Lord Jesus preached, he didn't feel that he was a sinner.
等到圣灵启示彼得的时候，
Until the Holy Spirit revealed Peter.
这圣经里是这样说的：西门彼得看见。就伏伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
The Bible records Simon Peter saw it. He fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
而且这个圣经上有话说：“义人的路乃是黎明的光，越照越明，直到正。”
And the Bible also says, the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter onto the perfect day.
一个人里面的光的越亮，他悔改就越深。
The brighter the light in a person, the deeper his repentance will be.
我还记得我人向我传福音的时候，弟兄姊妹问我是不是个罪人。
I still remember when I was preached the gospel, brothers and sisters asked,
Brother preached to me.
Yeah, when they preached the gospel to me, they asked me if I was a sinner.
我都不以为然。
I didn't take it seriously.
但是呢，生命在基督里头。
But the life is in Christ.
他就是人的光。
And He is the light of man.
等我们 遇见他之后，的基督生命的光就照进我们里头。
When we have met him, the light of Christ's life shines into our hearts.
我们慢慢看见我们里面的罪行。
Slowly we begin to see the sins in ourselves.
等那光再深一点的时候。
When the light penetrates a little deeper into us.
我们看见我们不仅仅有罪行，实在是个罪人。
We will see that not only have we sinned, we are actually sinners.
而且呢，这圣灵再往我们往深里带的时候，我们就发现我们是个罪人，不仅仅是因为我们有罪行。
And also, if the Holy Spirit gives us deeper revelation, we will see that we are sinners not just because of our sins.
甚至不仅仅是因为我们里面的罪性。
Not even the sinful nature within us.
我们是罪人，乃是因为我们这个旧造。
We are sinners because of the old life within us.
有一个不幸的恶行。
Which has an evil heart of unbelief.
这就是为什么圣灵来了，要让人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
That's why when the Holy Spirit comes, He convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
我们看见彼得在这里，他没有，并不是犯，并没有犯罪。
We can see that Peter did not sin here.
或者说没有罪行。
Or did not have a sinful act here.
他也没有爱世界。
Nor did he love the world.
而且他还很爱神。
And he also very loved God very much.
他为主耶稣提供讲道的那个船。
And he provided Lord Jesus with the boat to preach.
他把自己有的都给主。
He gave Lord Jesus everything he had.
而且还很顺服。
And he is also very obedient.
因为 他自己觉得主耶稣叫他这个撒网的时候，他觉得是打不到鱼的。
Because he felt that he could not catch fish when Lord Jesus asked him to let down the net.
但他因着顺服主的话，他就下网打鱼了。
But because he obeyed the Lord's words, he let down his net to catch fish.
放在我们中间，应该是完美的一个基督徒了。
If he is among us, he will be a perfect Christian.
因为我自己觉得我离他太远了。
Because I feel that I am so far away from him.
但是圣灵的光照进他里头的时候。
But when the light of the Holy Spirit enlightens him.
他看见自己实在是个罪人。
He saw him as truly a sinner.
甚至感觉说自己实在不配跟从主做门徒。
He even felt that he was not worthy to follow the Lord to be his disciple.
但是感谢主。
But thanks the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，这正是主所说的罪人悔改。
Brothers and sisters, this is exactly what God said. Sinners repent.
不是义人悔改。
Not the righteous to repent.
所以我们做门徒就应该求主常常开我们里面的眼睛。
Therefore, as disciples, we should always ask the Lord to open our inner eyes.
看见主的生命。
So that we can see the life of Lord.
看见神的儿子。
And to see the Son of God.
看见我们这旧造的生命呢，是完全没有指望的。
And to see that our life of the old creation is completely hopeless.
而且要离开脱离的。
And which must be put off.
这是比较负面的。
This is kind of negative.
是讲到我们的回转。
This talks about our turning.
讲到我们的悔改。
Our repentance.
如果没有积极的一面的话，其实也没有什么太大的意义。
But this repentance doesn't is meaningless without the positive side.
我们知道我们所处的地位跟走的路不对。
We know that the position and the way that we're walking on is wrong.
如果我们转向的地方还是不对。
And then the turning the point that we're turning to is still wrong.
那还是没有意义。
And then it's meaningless.
所以呢，感谢主。
So thanks the Lord.
主在这里他说他来是要本不是招义人悔改。乃是招罪人悔改。
The Lord said, He has come not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repentance.
这是讲到他的呼召。
That it talks about His calling.
给我们一个方向。
Give us the direction.
虽然确实我们里面的感觉也是对的，我们不配做主的门徒。
Even though this feeling within us is correct, we are not worthy to be His disciples.
但是如果彼得真明白主刚才讲的这句话的意思的话，
But if Peter really understand what God just said,
他不会叫主说你离开我去吧。
He will not ask the Lord to leave him.
而是服服敬拜神，感谢他的恩典。
But to bow down and worship him, thank for his grace.
但是更感恩的是，
But the more thankful thing is,
神并不是觉得彼得你不明白主的心意，他就不招我们。
Lord didn't feel that you don't understand my will, my heart, so I don't call you.
可能这有一点像 paradox， 对不起，我不知道中文怎么讲。
More like
paradox. Paradox， 矛盾。好像看似是矛盾。
It looks like paradox.
但是呢，它恰恰是因为我们是不明白神，不认识神，我们是看见自己是罪人的时候，从自以为是的观点里回转，他才找我们。
But it was one, we don't understand his heart. When we see ourselves as sinners, when we turn ourselves from our self-righteousness condition, he came to call us.
因为他来本不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
Because he has come not to call the righteous, but the sinners to repent.
早间从因为我对护照的认识也很浅。
Because my understanding toward the calling is still very little.
很不完全。
Not complete.
从我所晓得的。
According to what I know.
跟大家一点交通。
I have a little fellowship with you.
从三个方面。
From three aspects.
首先呢，这个呼召是恩召。
Firstly, this calling is the calling by grace.
是讲到道路。
It talks about his way.
是说完全是出于恩典。
Which is entirely out of his grace.
而且也是借着他的恩典，我们才可以做门徒的。
And also through his grace, we can be his disciples.
其次，这呼召是天召。
Secondly, this calling is a heavenly calling.
讲到这个呼召的源头是属天的。
Talks about the origin of this calling is heaven.
是上头来的呼召。
From the heaven above.
他所经营、所建造的。不是人手所造。
What he builds and then manages is not what men build.
是在天上的耶路撒冷。
It's the heavenly Jerusalem.
没。最后呢，主的呼召是圣召。
And lastly, this calling is a holy calling.
是讲到他呼召的一个目的。
It talks about the purpose of his calling.
是让我们这些人成圣。
Is to sanctify us.
而且与他完全的联合。
And then to be in a perfect union with him.
首先我们讲这个恩召。
Well, first we talk about the calling by grace.
使徒保罗在以弗所书这样见证说。
Paul Apostle testified in the book of Ephesians.
神把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，使我们真知道他。并且照明我们心中的眼睛，使我们知道他的恩召有何等指望。
God gave us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, and the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling.
这个指望就是神在我们每一个神的儿女里头所做建立的工作。
This hope is that God will do the work of building in each one of us as His children.
而且呢，这呼召完全是靠他的恩典来成全。
And this calling is completely is fulfilled entirely by His grace.
我想刚才已经提到，一个人能认识自己是个病人或者有毛病的话，已经是很蒙福的一件事情。
We just mentioned that it is already a blessing if one can realize that he is sick.
一个人如果能够晓得自己是个罪人，完全是神的恩典。
If one can, it is more of God's grace, if he is aware that he is a sinner.
我们刚才读的经文里面，你看见主耶稣招这个利未马太的时候是多简单。
Well, reading the scripture, we can see how simple it was when Lord called Levi.
主对税吏利未说：“你跟从我来。”利未就撇下所有的，起来跟从了耶稣。
Lord said to Levi, the tax collector, saying, follow me. And then he left all, rose up and followed him.
我们今天有好多的理由。
We have all the excuses today.
在人没有看见自己是罪人的时候，他就算坐在主耶稣旁边，耳朵听到主耶稣讲天国的道理。
When a person hasn't seen that he is a sinner, even he is sitting right beside Jesus and listening to our Lord Jesus preaching the kingdom of God.
但他里面的耳朵听不见。
But his inner ear cannot hear at all.
就算主耶稣跟他讲天国近了，你们应当悔改。
Even Lord Jesus told them that repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
他也是听不见的。
He cannot hear.
所以呢，照主的话讲。
So according to the word of Lord.
我们还是要趁着还有今日，我们天天彼此相劝。
We still need to exhort one another daily while it is called today.
我们要晓得，只有神的恩典临到我们的时候，我们才会起来愿意跟从神的儿子。
We need to know that only when God's grace comes, will we be willing to rise up to follow the Son of God.
愿意做他的门徒。
And to be good disciples of Him.
而且这恩典呢，是这个我们今天能够蒙召。
We can be called today.
完全是因为我们主很久的忍耐，他穿上怨灵来召我们。
All entirely because of the long suffering of our Lord, the long-lasting patience. He went through all the difficulties to find us.
我们看见主怎样呼召彼得，我们就应该感恩。
We should be all grateful when we see how Lord called Peter.
因为神今天也同样这样待我们。
Because He is treating us in the same way.
我不晓得主呼召这个彼得一共有多少次。
I don't know how many times exactly how Lord has called Peter.
刚才我已经提到过了，这一定不止一次。
We mentioned that it's at least more than once.
在约翰福音第一章里面就提到，彼得的兄弟安德烈因着施洗约翰的见证就跟从了耶稣。
In the first chapter of the book of John, Peter's brother Andrew, he followed Jesus because of the testimony of the John the Baptist.
然后他马上就去找彼得。
Then he ran to find Peter.
说我们已经遇见弥赛亚了。
Told him that we have found the Messiah.
就是救主。
Which is our Savior.
他去见了耶稣呢，耶稣就称他就彼得去见了耶稣，耶稣就称他为基法。
Peter went to see Jesus, and Jesus called him Cephas.
就是彼得的意思，因为他原来的名字叫西门。
Which is translated as Peter because he was originally known as Simon.
彼得在希腊文里的意思呢是石头、石子的意思。
The word Peter means stone in Greek.
我相信彼得在写彼得前书的时候，他里头非常清楚。
I believe that when Peter was writing the first Peter, he should know very clearly inside.
主耶稣在那时候就已经呼召他做门徒。
The Lord Jesus has already been calling him to be his disciple at that time.
因为他自己见证说，主是活石，到他面前的也就像活石。
Because he testified that our Lord is the living stone, we are all like living stone before him.
当然，我们圣经里面没有记载为什么彼得从这个约翰福音第一章跟与主同住之后又离开主回去打鱼去。
The Bible didn't record why Peter left the Lord Jesus after he has been living with him to go back to fishing.
我想我们每个人离开主原因都不一样。
I think every one of us has different excuses, reasons to leave the Lord.
我想主遮盖彼得的原因。
The reason why he covered Peter.
他也遮盖我们的原因。
And the reason he covered us.
但是我们看见，即使彼得离开主。
But when we see that even though Peter left the Lord.
主却没有放弃彼得。
But the Lord didn't give him up.
因为他的呼召呢，他的恩典是不放弃的。
Because his calling, his grace will never give up.
所以那时候主找到彼得打鱼的地方。
So at that time, Lord find a place where Peter is fishing.
彼得已经打了一整晚的鱼。
Peter toiled all night.
什么都没有打到，就离开船在湖边洗网。
But caught nothing and left his boat and went to wash his nets by the lake.
主耶稣找到他了之后呢，就叫彼得把船撑开，稍微离岸。在船上讲道。
When Lord Jesus find him, he asked him to put out his boat a little far from the land and taught the multitudes from the boat.
我们看见主的恩召呢，这个一方面他实在是用心中的纯真牧养我们。
When we look at this calling by grace, at one hand, he shepherded us according to the integrity of his heart.
另一方面呢，我们也看见，其实跟从主有的时候。做主的门徒也是很简单的一件事情。
And on the other hand, we can see that following Lord is a simple thing.
彼得与主同工呢，其实就是向着主的吩咐，简单的顺服，把船撑开而已。
Peter, by working with God, is just a simple obedience to His commandment to put out the boat.
真正的服事呢，乃是从主来的；真正的果效也是从主来的。
The real service and the real effect are all from the Lord.
这是何等的恩典！
What a great blessing!
和一个智慧的智慧的父母跟孩子一起做点事情是一样的。
It's a little bit like a wise parent and child doing things together.
说实在的，没有我们，神成全事情、成就事情应该更快一点。
Honestly, God is able to accomplish something faster and easier without us.
更容易一点。
Much easier.
他说有就有，命立就立。
What he says, it will be.
但是呢，神的心都在我们、你跟我们身上。
However, God's thoughts are entirely on you and me, His children.
他最看重的一件事情呢，乃是把他独生爱子的性情和生命呢，成全在我们这些众子里头。
What he values most is to perfect the life of his only begotten son among his sons.
所以他宁可慢一点，宁可麻烦一点。
So he would rather be slower and troublesome.
我们一次一次的失败，他就一次一次陪我们重新来过。
We fail constantly, but he accompanied us to do it over and over again.
多少的时候，我们都失去耐心了，我们对同伴都失去耐心。
Oftentimes, even we have lost our patience, the patience toward our companions.
他却向我们显出他坚定不移和很久忍，坚定不移的爱跟很久的忍耐。
But he still shows us his steadfast love and long-lasting patience.
弟兄姊妹，这岂不是神今天向我们所赐的恩典吗
？Brothers and sisters, isn't that the grace that God is giving us today?
岂不是他也是这样与我们同工的吗
？Isn't that he is working with us today?
所以我们能招做门徒，就是存谦卑感恩的心与主同行，就是。
So being a disciple, being called and to be his disciples, we should walk with God in humility and gratitude.
旧约里有一个反面的例子，就是扫罗王。
There is a negative example in the Old Testament, which is the King Saul.
这神呼召他的时候，他还以为自己微小。
When the Lord called him, it was.He thought he was little in his own eyes.
其实正是因为这个，他里头知道自己小，神才呼召他的。
It's exactly because he thought he was little, that's why God called him.
那时候甚至有匪徒藐视他说：“这个人怎么能拯救我们呢？”
Even the rebels despised him, saying, "How can this man save us?"
拣选他这一个便雅悯人，是以色列中最小的一个支派，而且他父家又是以便雅悯支派中最小。
Choosing him as a Benjamite, the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and his family is the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin.
但神不仅高他做王，而且呢，让他跟腓利斯人打仗的时候得胜的。
But God not only anointed him to be king of Israel, but also led him to fight those victorious battles with the Philistines.
我在默想的时候，我实在觉得这个扫罗王真是太可惜了。
When I was meditating, I thought, "Oh, how, what a pity for the King Saul."
如果扫罗王但凡怀着感恩的心，把自己顺服在神面前
，If King Saul only had to submit himself before God with a grateful heart,
神一定大大祝福扫罗的。
God would definitely bless Saul greatly.
借扫罗王这个器皿的，把神的儿子生命流露出来
，and use him as a vessel to reveal the life of the Son of God.
那我不晓得为什么这个扫罗王是怎么从这个恩典的地位上堕落出来，坠落的。
I don't know how King Saul fell from his position of grace.
不晓得他哪一天是不是发现自己比别人高一个头。
Maybe someday he felt that he was better and taller than others.
他确实比别人高一个头。
Truly, he is taller than others.
或者说他觉得他自己可以打胜仗。
Or he felt that he is able to fight the victorious fight.
总之，他是因着悖逆从恩典的地位上堕落。
But in short, he fell. The rebellion was manifested, and he fell down from the position of grace.
那个悖逆从他身上显出来。
Yeah, the rebellion was revealed in him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们应该彼此提醒。
So brothers and sisters, we should exhort each one another.
主耶稣来了，不是招罪人，不是招义人。
Lord came not to call the righteous.
不管我们聚会、查经、传道、服侍福音朋友，基督身体的建造、教会的治理，没有一样是我们成就的。
No matter we are doing the Bible studies, gatherings, and then we are building up the body of Christ or managing the church, nothing has been accomplished by us.
什么时候我们从恩典的地位上离开了？
Whenever we leave the position of grace,
觉得我们已经会了。
Feel that we have already grasped something.
我们其实已经失去做门徒的实际了。
And we have actually failed in being disciples.
主的见证很快就离开我们。
And the Lord's testimony is about to leave us.
到了那个时候
，At that time，
事情做跟不做已经不大重要了。
It is no longer important to do or not to do the things.
因为主来了是要招，不是招义人，乃是要招罪人悔改。
Because the Lord did not come to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance.
所以主讲完道以后，又吩咐西门把船开到水深之处，下网打鱼。
When our Lord has stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch."
我们看见主不仅用他心中的纯正牧养我们，还用他手中的巧妙带领我们。
And we see that he not only wants to shepherd us according to the integrity of his heart, but also guide us by the skillfulness of his hands.
这恩典太大了。
What a great grace!
他把赐人智慧的启示的灵赏给我们。
He gave us the spirit of wisdom and of revelation.
把一切关乎生命和敬虔的事告诉我们。
Tells us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
还精心地量给我们不同的环境，把我们带到那个水深之处。
He also carefully measures our different environments, bringing us to the depths of the water.
借着这些无可倚靠的环境呢，让我们心中因信他仍有指望。
It is through these circumstances in which we have nothing to rely on, He enables us to learn hope.
但你跟我没有一个人喜欢这样的环境。
And of course, you and me, nobody likes this kind of environment.
所以呢，我们求这个是他的恩典临到我们。
So we pray that His grace will come upon us.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
Enlighten us to open our inner eyes.
使我们真知道他。
So that we can truly know Him.
知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
And to know what great hope we have through His calling.
有多少的时候，这神的恩典都是因为我们不愿意顺服。
We lost His grace because we're not willing to obey.
我们总是牢牢地把环境掌握在我们自己手里。
And we always taking the environment tightly into our own hands.
甚至把我们儿女都掌握在自己的手里。
Even our children.
手中的工作掌握在自己的手里。
The work.Of our in our hands,
不肯把船开到水深之处。
We're not willing. We refuse to launch out into the deep.
恩典都被我们白白漏掉。
And so we have missed God's grace in vain.
西门回答主说：“夫子，我们整夜劳力，并没有打着什么。但依从你的话，我就下网，从西门的。”
But Simon answered and said to the Lord, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. But nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net."
从西门回答主耶稣的话里面，我们看到几件事情。
We can see a few things from the word of Simon.
首先呢，他称主耶稣为夫子。
Firstly, he called Lord Jesus as master.
这夫子有呢师父跟教师的意思。
Master also means teachers.
所以他觉得呢，这个主耶稣讲道呢，我可以听。
Because he felt, oh, what the Lord has been preaching, I can listen.
但打鱼是我的职业。
But fishing is my profession.
彼得，我才是专家。
Peter, I am the expert.
那其次呢，这彼得呢，不仅有道理，而且呢，他还有不仅有理，还有据的。
Secondly, Peter was not only justified, but also based on evidence.
他不仅有经验，他还有眼见的这个事实为依据的。
Not only based on experience, but also based on the facts he see.
这一整晚打鱼，什么都没有打到，这个是个事实。
He worked hard all night without catching anything. This is a fact.
而且不是他一个人看见的，他所有旁边弟兄姊妹都看见了。
And not only him, all the brothers and sisters have seen this.
最后呢，彼得他还觉得自己很有学习的。
And lastly, he felt that he had learned a lot.
虽然这个主耶稣的要求不合理，
Even though the Lord's request was unreasonable,
但他还是照做了。
But he still followed it.
但是呢，感谢主。 一网打下去，打上来许多的鱼，多到渔网都险些裂开。
Thanks the Lord, he let down the net and caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking.
那时候彼得见状就伏伏在主耶稣面前承认说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
At that time, when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
实在是奇异的恩典。
Oh, this is truly amazing grace.
不是吗？
Isn't it?
他虽然我们是眼瞎的，
Even though we are all blind,
不认识基督是谁，
we don't know who Christ is.
但是他借着人一点点的顺服，
But through man's a little bit obedience,
他让彼得看见他是神的儿子，是基督。
He let Peter see that he is Son of God, he is the Christ.
但彼得顿然觉得自己不配。
Yeah, of course he felt that he was not worthy.
但是呢，神仍然有恩典呼召他。
The Lord is still calling him with his grace.
说从今以后你要不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
He said to Peter, saying, Do not be afraid, from now on you will catch men.
所以呢，神不仅用恩典带我们，也而且也让我们有机会与他同工，一同享受着得人的这个恩典。
Therefore, he not only treating us using his grace, and also let us to have opportunity to work with him and to enjoy the joy of gaining people with him.
时间已经不多了，我快快还有两点，对不起。其次呢，这个主呼召我们做门徒，不仅仅是恩召，而且是天召。
Secondly, it is not only a calling by grace, it is also a heavenly calling.
因为这呼召是从天上来的。
Because this calling is from heaven.
他要我们做属天的国民。
He wants us to be the citizens of heaven.
既然是属天的，我们没有一个人可以承受神的国。
Since this is heavenly, none of us can inherit the kingdom of God.
应该准确的说，应该属亚当的人没有一个可以承受神的。
No one belonging to Adam can inherit the kingdom of God.
因为世上没有一个义人。
Because on the earth there is no righteous.
一个也没有。
No, not one.
甚至连那个，如果主耶稣他要真正招义人的话，我们没有一个人可以达到他的要求。
Suppose the Lord is calling those righteous, none of us can meet his requirements.
就算是那个从小就遵从神命令的那个少年官，等主呼召真正呼召他的时候，他只能悠悠愁愁的走。
Not even the young ruler who has kept all the commandments of God from his youth, when the Lord called him, he had to walk away sorrowfully.
神今天是算我们为义人。
He today, our Lord, accounted us as righteous.
他的生命在我们里头，借着我们的瓦器流露出来而已。
His life is in us and be manifested from us as a vessel.
很多的时候呢，神在借着我们这些人，借着我们这些器皿成就事情的时候，我们都不感觉他在做什么事情。
Oftentimes, when he is doing things through us, we don't really even feel it.
在不察觉的时候呢，基督的生命在我们身上流露出去。
Without noticing, his life has been outflowed from us.
等到事情成就的时候呢，我们才恍然大悟，说他是谁。
Until that specific thing is accomplished, he suddenly realized it that he Lord is doing his work.
我们就匍匐敬拜他。
Then we bow down and worship him.
而相反，我们有的时候常常觉得我们是在行义。
On the contrary, we always feel that we are doing the righteous.
我们为主做工。
We are doing the work for the Lord.
很多的时候。恐怕不一定是主要的。
Oftentimes, most of the time, it's not what God wants.
甚至有的时候有可能是作恶的。
And even we're even doing evils sometimes.
因为除了基督以外，没有一个义人。
Because there's none righteous, not one except Jesus.
一个也没有。
Not one.
不过感谢主，他来呢是招罪人悔改。
But thank the Lord, He came to call the sinners to repentance.
虽然我们是泥土，他是匠人。
Even though we are clay, he is a potter.
他是建造房屋的，我们都是被建造在一起。
He is the builder and we are being built.
所以呢，他既然是建造天上的耶路撒冷。
So since he is building this heavenly Jerusalem.
他建的就不是地上的国度。
Then what he builds is not any kingdoms on the earth.
也不是宗教的组织。
Or religious organizations.
更不是在地上可以一代一代传下去的，运营下去的这连锁的会堂。
Not any assembly that can be run from generation to generation like a chain stores.
所以呢，他呼召我们跟地上的君王都不一样。
So he called us is not like any calling from this, any kings in the, on the earth.
而且是完全不一样的。
And then also it is completely different.
耶和华看人不像人看。
For the Lord sees, does not see as man sees.
人看外貌，神看内心。
For the man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
地上的君王呢，是招的能人异士。
The earthly kings will call those talented people.
只有有众的、出众的君王才有可能选上我们。
Only those who are useful, outstanding, that can be chosen by the kings.
甚至先知撒母耳也是这样的。
Even the prophet Samuel is the same.
那时候神让先知撒母耳去膏耶西家的一个儿子。
Lord commanded Samuel to anoint one of the sons in the house of Jesse.
他看到大卫的一个哥哥，就说：“耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。”
When he saw one of David's older brother, he said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before him."
但是耶和华却对撒母耳说：“不要看他的外貌和他的身材高大，我不拣选他。”
But the Lord said, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him."
因为人招人呢，是看这个人能不能够成就事情。
Because men call people to see if they can accomplish things.
而神招人的是看神的工作能不能成就在这个人身上。
But God calls people to see if God's work can be fulfilled in this person.
是看这个人愿不愿意做门徒。
Whether or not he is willing to be his disciple.
因为主耶稣来了，并不是招义人悔改，乃是招罪人悔改。
Because our Lord Jesus has not come to call the righteous but sinners to repentance.
所以呢，我们既是同门天召的圣洁弟兄呢，我们就不单顾念地上的事。
Since we are all holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, we should not consider only the earthly things.
当瘫子要找主耶稣的时候，他是关心他的瘫痪能不能被医治。
Yeah, when the paralytic came to the Lord, he concerned about whether his paralysis can be healed.
但主耶稣却关心这个人呢，能不能够悔改。
But the Lord is concerning whether this person can repent.
所以呢，这主耶稣乃是对瘫子说：“你的罪赦免。”
So the Lord told this paralytic, saying, "Your sins has been forgiven."
因为医治人外面的瘫痪呢，最多给他带来地上的生活的方便，就是。
Because healing of his external paralysis could only bring his convenience in life on earth.
只有他里面的罪呢被赦免了，这个人呢才能够里面的人才能刚强，才能起来行走做主的门徒。
Only when his inner sins being forgiven could the paralyzed man stand up and follow the Lord.
才能够站在哈利路亚这一步。
Can he stand on the hallelujah side?
做属天的国民。
To be the citizen of heaven.
因为神的国在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
Because the kingdom of God consists of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
法利赛人跟教法师就不一样了。
But those Pharisees and teachers of the law are different.
他们只凭眼见。
They see only by the sight of their own eyes.
对他们来讲，医治外面瘫痪才是关键。
For them, the healing of the paralysis on the outside is the key.
所以他觉得主耶稣只是讲了健忘的话。
So they think that the Lord Jesus is just speaking blasphemy.
人不从上头生的，就不能见神的国。
Who he is not born from above cannot see the kingdom of God.
对他们来讲，主耶稣只是嘴巴上说赦免人的话。
For them, the Lord Jesus just said to forgive people's sins.
这比医治人的瘫痪容易太多了。
Which is much easier than healing people's paralysis.
但是呢，他不晓得。主耶稣的话是灵，是生命。
Not knowing that the words of the Lord are spirit and life.
他要让人晓得他在人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
And he wants us to know that the Son of God, the Son of Man has the authority to forgive sins on earth.
他的赦免不仅能够医治人里面的罪，而且能够医治里面的瘫痪，而且能够医治人外面肉身的瘫痪。
His forgiveness can heal not only the inner paralysis but also the outer paralysis.
最后一点。
The last one.
不仅有天是恩典，是天召，最后呢是圣召。
This calling is not calling by grace, a heavenly calling, and it is also a holy calling.
因为他招我们呢，是有一个最终有一个目的的。
Because he has the ultimate purpose of to call us.
乃是要我们这些人一同的成圣。
To sanctify us.
一同与基督藏在神里面。
And hide us with Christ in God.
与父与子有一个完全的交通。
And into a perfect union and fellowship with the Father and the Son.
按使徒保罗的话来说呢，神救了我们，以圣召召我们。
According to Apostle Paul, Lord saved us and called us with the holy calling.
他不是按着我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。
Not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace.
这恩典乃是在万古以先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began.
所以在罗马书上讲，神预先知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招的人来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
So in the book of Romans, he said, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called; whom he called, these he also justified; and whom he justified, these he also glorified."
我要承认我对这三个这个恩召、天召、圣召认识是很肤浅。
I have to admit that my knowledge about these three aspects of calling is very little.
我的盼望绝对不是让你认为我所讲的是他的全部。
I don't hope. My hope is definitely not that you will think what I am saying today is the complete aspects of them.
所以我只盼望我所认识的交通给大家。
I just want to fellowship what I have known.
在成圣这件事情，圣召这件事情上最大的一个误解。
One of the biggest misunderstanding about sanctification.
就认为说成圣是一个修补跟改造的一个工作。
Is that we think that sanctification is a work of repair and remodel?
其实神在我们里面要做的是一个更新和变化的工作。
But what God actually wants to do in us is a work of renewal and a transformation.
神呼召我们，叫我们悔改，不是要改良我们的旧人。
God calls us to repent, not to improve our old man.
和旧人的行为。
And his behavior.
不是要修补我们的过错。
Not to fix our mistakes.
更正我们的毛病。
Or to correct our faults.
我们以为讲我们的衣服虽然旧，还挺好用的。
We think that although our clothes are old, it's still useful.
把旧的地方呢，破的地方补一补嘛，就是新的了。
If we mend the old parts and the damaged parts, they will still be new.
我们把外面不好的行为呢修正过来。
If we correct our bad behaviors,
把外面的行为变得更敬虔一点。
And make our outward behavior a little bit more godly.
这就是新人了。
Then we are a new creation.
好像说我们有人的进食祷告呢，他就是圣。
It seems to say that if we fast and pray, then we are sanctified.
如果我们吃了什么喝了什么，我们就不敬虔，就不是做主的门徒。
But if we eat or drink something, we are not godly.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
主在这里说，没有人把新衣服撕下一块来补在旧衣服上，这样不仅把新的撕破了，而且把旧和旧的也不相称。
Our Lord said here, "No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one; otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old."
里面不洁净，靠外面洁净是不解决问题的。
If it is unclean inside, it won't solve the problem by cleaning the outside.
如果我们的心思、意念、情感都是从旧人来的
，If the inner thoughts, ideas, and emotions are from the old man,
外面学。这个新人做的事情就变成一个负担了。
And learning to do the things of the new man will become a burden.
其实是很辛苦的一件事情。
It will become a very painful thing for us.
就如同鸡要学这个鸭子在水上游泳是一样的。
Just like a chicken learning how a duck can swim in the water, it's the same.
是很费劲的一件事情。
It's a very strenuous and.
而且是很不相称的一件事。
And it's a very unnatural thing.
因为我们从亚当那里遗传来的生命呢。和基督那里领受来的生命是完全不一样的。
Because the life we inherited from Adam and the life we received from Christ are totally, are two completely different lives.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不可能用旧的这个生命过新的生活。
Brothers and sisters, it is impossible for us to live a new life with an old life.
是不可能让亚当这个生命成圣的。
Let alone sanctify Adam's life.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
主他的唯一的救法呢，就是在基督里重生。
God's only salvation is to be born again in Christ.
每一个得救的儿女呢，都有他的生命。
Every saved child of God has his own life.
成熟的程度不同。
But there are different degrees of maturity and fullness.
丰满的程度不同。
And then different degrees of fullness.
他已经把新皮带跟新酒都给我们。
He has given us the new wineskins and the new wine.
不管你是刚得救，还是你已经得救了四十年。
Whether you have been, you just been saved or have been saved for 40 years,
我们都可以活在，选择呢活在基督里。
We all have this choice to live in the Christ.
有人轻看刚得救的弟兄姊妹。
Someone will despise those people who are already just saved.
其实很多的时候，刚得救的弟兄姊妹反而他活在基督里。
And oftentimes, those who are just saved, they are living in Christ.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
Because if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
一举一动都有新生的样子。
And he should walk in newness of life.
什么时候我们是里面活的是新人，是刚强
的。As long as you are a new creation and strong on the inside.
外面做事情一点不难。
And you will not feel difficult when doing things outside.
也不会轻看你的同伴。
And you will not despise your companions.
也不会抱怨你的同伴。
Or complain about them.
也就不会像这些文士跟法利赛人这里一样发怨言。
Nor will you complain like the Pharisees and scribes here.
愿神呼召我们众人做他的门徒。
Oh, may the Lord call us to be his disciples.
让我们都顺服顺从他的恩召。
Let us to obey his calling
做他的门徒
and to be his disciples.
感谢，对不起的。
感谢主，因为时间关系，我们就有一个结束的祷告。
Thank the Lord, for the time's sake, we only have one ending prayer.